Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Jana Sebastian is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. You guys are going to be hearing one of her singles on our program today, the single called One Day, but also the day is the day that a new video premiered by Jana on allhiphop.com. It's a video for the single I Am Free. We're going to talk to her about that and what it's been like for her to see the way to her music. Before we get into that, though, here is the single One Day. You all stay with us. We'll be back with Conversations Live.
Bye.
That was One Day by Johnny Sebastian here on Conversations Live. We actually have the artist joining us today on the program to talk to us not only about her love of music, but also what it's been like for her to see the way that people are responding to it. And I want to make sure before we start the conversation, is it pronounced Jana or Jana?
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Hello. Oh, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Doing really good. Is it pronounced Jana or Jana?
Oh, it's Jana Sebastian.
It is Jana. Great. Okay, well, Jana, thank you so much for being on with us. And congratulations not only on the single we just heard, One Day, but also the video that premiered on allhiphop.com today, I Am Free. You know, what has it been like for you to see the way that your music is literally making it around the world?
I think it's definitely a great opportunity. And it makes me very pleased because that is the main reason why I'm creating the music and the videos, is to share it with the people and hopefully they can relate to it and to the story that I'm trying to depict in the visuals and in the music. That's definitely a blessing. And it has always been, you know, my childhood dream, and I started in the music, you know, industry like when I was 7, 8, and it has always been, you know, something that I wanted to do, and I have been pursuing this way for a very long time. So, So it's definitely amazing.
Well, you know, it's great to see people responded to it as well, Jana, and I think that has to be, you know, a great feeling, as you were saying, as an artist. You know, I noticed that in songs like I Am Free that the video now premiered with, as well as the single we heard here One Day, that you definitely seem to be able to write about the feelings that a lot of people are dealing with, or they know what it's like. Do you think that's one of your gifts as a songwriter, being able to write things that people can relate to?
I definitely try to convey things, you know, in and put them into words and the way that I'm trying to like put my feelings into the music so that people can understand it and hopefully I know that once the song is finished and it leaves the studio, it starts living its own life, because I might have written about my personal experience and then it could talk in a totally different way and, you know, influence the people when they hear it and speaking their toward their own story. So I'm definitely trying to, you know, work on convene and describing the world around me and also how I feel about it, and in very different ways. So
right.
Hopefully if it comes across the right way, I feel really blessed in that way.
Yeah. Well, you definitely have a reason to feel blessed, Jana. I think the way that you're able to sing, the way that you're able to put your feelings out there, I think that definitely is speaking to people. And you've been able to do it not just in performances, but also thanks to the internet through social media. What has that part been like for you, Jana, to see the way that people literally around the world have connected with you online and are taking this experience along with you?
It's definitely, a great thing if, people coming from different countries, from different backgrounds, can, appreciate it or respond, no matter what it is, everybody's going to have their own reaction, of course. So, what I'm trying to do is, you know, is to, put out like positive messages and you know, just describe different experiences, and if people have them as well and can understand them, that's a great thing. It's amazing to see that, you know, I was born in Russia, and if I can witness somebody in America or in China or in India appreciate the songs and understand what they are about, and you know, they come back to me, some of them, some people, when they respond. I do talk to them on social media sometimes, and it's definitely great that, you know, it's creating its own vibe and just leave the, you know, leave some a mark in, you know, in different places. And yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, is not to just do it for money or, you know, fame and things like that. I'm doing it because this is what I love, and hopefully people can take away something from it and get inspired in their own way, wherever they are, and go on their own journey with it.
Exactly. I think that is it, to be able to make it their own, Jana. I think that is definitely the great thing about it. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We have Jana Sebastian. She's making her first appearance on our program today. She is someone who is definitely very busy, very active in not only creating great music, but sharing that great music with all of us. Here on our program, we heard the single One Day. But also today she's celebrating the video release of her single, I Am Free. We'll be telling you here in a moment how you can be able to watch that video, as well as to be able to stay in contact with Jana as well. Jana, you know, as you said to me earlier, you know, you have been doing music for quite some time. This is something that's been a part of your life for a long time. Do you feel as though it's because of your hard work and your dedication, the reason why you are where you are today?
Definitely. And, I believe that hard work always pays off. And to me, it's not about how long it takes to get to a certain point. It's about the journey and what you have to do for it. And I think all the great things are being accomplished by, you know, of course, if they're on the way, learning something from that. And I know a lot of great people that have failed many times before they actually got to where they are, and that's the road to success. And I have spent years studying music, also studying other things. I played in the orchestra when I was a child, and I've graduated from Russian Academy of Music. I moved to London, and I did a music production course here. I got a full-time job when I moved into London at the music technology shop, where I was the only girl selling their music equipment, and you had to be an expert in those things because you'd be selling, like, studio stuff to people from BBC, I don't know, like Justin Timberlake or somebody like Timberland, and you'd have to know the stuff. So I was working there so that I could buy my own equipment and build my studio coming out of that job. And then I was building the community here, you know, trying to, like, getting people and different artists, you know, into the studio, recording them, making beats. So it was always not only about, like, me being as an artist, but I also wanted to work with a variety of, you know, talented musicians. And it's a never-ending process, and I think that I've kept, you know, like, I've tried to keep progressing. With every song that I make, I'm trying to make it better than the previous one, and just master. I think it's about becoming the master of whatever you are, you know, pursuing in your career.
Right.
Not to be average, not to be just, you know, not just to be good, but like strive to be. Try to do amazing things. So for me, it's like I'm a student forever in this life, and obviously in the music itself. I studied music production, engineering, obviously singing, and I've been performing from I was a teenager from that time.
Right.
My first paid job was in an orchestra, and then after that it was in a music video, and, you know, it took time to build this foundation, and I think it's a great place right now for me to expand on that and, you know, bring more people into it, and hopefully bring more music as well. And
exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, you
and,
know, I think
that...
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, so...
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jana.
Oh, what I was going to say is that, I have never really relied as much on just waiting for somebody to come and help me. Like, there's been a lot of situations where, for example, there are no opportunities, I'd go out and get that opportunity or make it happen. Like, when I started the studio, I didn't have no artists around me to record with. But as soon as I started it with, you know, this big idea in mind, that's when things started to come into me and happening. So sometimes it's worth to risk and take that big step before you even have everything in place. Because once you do that, one first thing, all of a sudden, like, the universe starts supporting you. And the more you work, the more you get out of it. So it's all about what you put in. And especially if you're a woman in the music industry as well, I think being a producer also opened a lot of, doors and opportunities to work with so many different people. I think it's important to just not rely on somebody to come and save you. Like, just go and get it.
Just go and get it. I think that is great advice, Jonna. And I love what you said about laying the foundation, how you laid the foundation and you're building on that. I think that is excellent, because I think that applies to people regardless of whatever their passion is, what their profession is, to make sure that foundation is secure and then use that to move forward. And I think it's all about those baby steps, right, being able to take those step by step by step.
Yes, definitely. It's about having the patience and also being ready to continue going on and pursuing whatever dream you have. Everybody has their own aspirations, and keep going even if you don't get the appreciation straight away. Delay gratification and never quit, definitely. And very important to create, like, know where you're going to. And in the very beginning, also, you can create a plan, but also be able to go with it flexibly and set in stones for different things. Know where you start and then be open-minded as well. It's very important.
I totally agree with that, Jonna, and I really appreciate you sharing that. I think that's definitely inspiring to many out there. Again, everyone, you've been listening to Conversations Live. Jonna Sebastian has been our guest. She is someone who's celebrating today the release of her video, I Am Free, on allhiphop.com. You can actually find the link to it as well as more information on Jonna by going to her website, which is jonnasebastian.com, and Jonna is spelled J-A-H-N-A. Sebastian.com. She is also on Facebook and Twitter. Just look up Jonna Sebastian. You can find her very easily there, and she'll be able to keep you updated on all the great things going on with her, including the video on allhiphop.com that is available on her Twitter page, as well as, of course, the upcoming projects as well. Jonna, again, congratulations to you, and thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me playing my song and supporting the music. And thank you to all the listeners as well for tuning in. And I wish that everyone is, being inspired, and all the best.
Exactly. Well, all the best to you as well, Jonna. I've definitely been inspired by you, as I know our listeners have been as well. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Jonna, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, Enjoy your life. Enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.